Get Real with Lisa Crown. Thank you for joining me today. All right. Hope you're having a great day today. How are you, by the way? Is today awesome? What's up? How's it going? Today, we are going to talk about what do you want? All right. What do you want? Let me ask you again. What do you want? What do you want in your life, in your business? What do you want? Yeah. You know, I went to a personal workshop in 2008. And in it, there was a segment or an exercise. We're like, what do you want? And I was like, oh, you know, a new car. Oh, I want to go on a trip. Like, what do you want? I'm like, no, a new car and I'd like to go on a trip. They're like, what do you want? I'm like, okay, are you deaf? Do you not hear me? I want a car and a vacay. And no, they just kept asking. And it just made me like all of a sudden go, okay, what am I not doing here? And it made me go deep and deep and deep. And wow, there was a discovery in there. And it was more than just a car and a vacay. So I'm here today to say, what do you want? Think about it. You know, what are your goals? Do you have a daily goal? Is there something in your day you're trying to accomplish? What makes you say at the end of the day, today was freaking awesome. Like I nailed it today. What makes that day happen? You know, I bet you anything it's doing some of the shit you don't want to be doing. I'll tell you that right now. Cause I was there. I had to do the prospecting. I had to do the stuff that it was like, oh God, no, not today. And everything I kicked and screamed about, I felt really great. Kind of like the gym. I'm not going to lie. Right. I'm not one of those people that skippity doo don my matching outfit and can't wait to be there and stuff. For me, it's a struggle and I push myself and it's a challenge, you know, but when I'm done, oh my God, I feel like a new woman. Like, seriously? You were tripping earlier? Look, you feel better. You're healthier. You know, all those things. So back to this. Do you have weekly goals? You know, is there something at the end of the week? Did you open the right amount of orders? Did you go on the right amount of listing appointments? Like, you know, it's anybody who's listening right now in sales. Like, did you sell a certain amount of cars? Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing in selling. Did you hit the weekly goal? You're not going to know that unless you know the monthly goal, right? So if somebody's entitled and they're like, look, I need 60 resales and you get to Friday and you open 10, you're not on point, right? You missed it. So what do you want? That's what you have to be asking yourself. That's the master question in this. What do you want? I wanted 60 orders. Great. You know, so then every week you should be at 15. So you did 10. So now maybe we need to crank it up a little bit on the weekends, or maybe we stay in the office a little bit later, or maybe we're calling more people in our prospecting, or maybe we just start calling in general because we fell off the wagon on that. Like, it's really that checking in to see, why did I not get there? Okay. And maybe it's like, no, coach, I did all my prospecting. I should be there. I did all this stuff. Maybe something's up with your messaging. Maybe something's up with what you're saying to people, or your follow-up isn't in the pocket. You know, it's a way to analyze it. What is your monthly goals? Knowing what those monthly goals are help you for the week, help you for the day, and also help you for the year. The monthly goal is almost like a non-option. You have to identify. You have to write them down. They have to be in front of your face. You have to know what's going on, right? Because at the end of the day, what do you want? Next up, what about things that you want to buy? What do you want to buy? I can't believe how many people in the world's like, oh yeah, I really want my dream car. I really want this, you know, Porsche. It's my dream car. And that was something they said 5 years ago. We should have had two Porsches by now. You know? What the? So to me, it's like, what do you want? Okay, I want to get this Porsche. Oh, how much is it? Oh, it's you know, $70,000. Okay, go to the dealership. You're not even ready. Go sit down. I'd like to get a Porsche. How much down? How much is it for a lease? How much is it for a purchase? They're going to give you the information. Go, great. I'm going to sleep on it, pray about it, manifest it, work towards it. You know, think all the thoughts in your head, shake their hand, walk out the door. That whole thing was for you and your brain only. that would be kind of cute if you said it to the car dealership, but they just want to sell a car. So we're just going to mosey on out and know, like me, no joke. I wanted to get a big wall. I think I said it on another podcast. So sorry. I wanted to get a big wall between me and my neighbor, who I love them, absolutely love them. But I wanted to get a big, kind of a nice prison wall between us, really tall, all the way down. It was 440 feet. And I called the guy. He came. I wasn't ready for it. And I said, how much, this was when I was a title sales executive, how much for a fence? I want to have like brick on it. I want it to look awesome. I just kind of want to have more of a private quarters. How much is it? He said $30,000 and it will take me X amount of time to get in. I go, great. That sounds awesome. He goes, great. When would you like me to start? I shook his hand. I said, in a year and a half. I need time to save for it. He's like, what? I said, yeah, I've got some savings put away. I got this and that. I'm going to, you know what, take these numbers, divide. I'm going to pull this out. I had this whole thing concocted in my head. I said, see you in a year and a half. He looked at me like I was on drugs or something. He's like, okay, whatever, lady. Off he went. No joke. A year and a half later, I put it up on my board. Had his name, had his number. A year and a half later, called him up. I said, it's go time. I'm ready. And he's like, that's in that. And I told him the story. Obviously, you came and da-da-da. He goes, no way. Very cool. He goes, how'd you do that? I need to do that in my life. So what do you want to buy? What are you saving up for? Do you know how much it is? Do you know what you need to save each month so you can get it? Guys, we only live once, yeah? We're not guaranteed life. I can't believe how many people have recently that are young or middle-aged or old, you know, lost their lives for either, you know, an accident or cancer or something unexpected. Like, let me tell you right now, live it. Live the life. What do you want? It is time to be strategic and plan for what you truly want. We're not guaranteed here, okay? I'm spitting out as much content because if God forbid I had to leave this planet, you guys can hear my message, you know? Jeez, I'm telling you. And for me, I want to live it out. I don't always want to be like, oh, in 5 to 10 years, I can save up for that. It's like, no, do the math, do it backwards. How much do you need divided by how much needs to save, you know? And then put your time frame on it and all the things on the side you need to do to get there. Accomplishing something and purchasing something you want, you're gonna feel unbelievable. You know, what vacation have you always wanted to go on? I'm actually in that boat. I've always wanted to go to Italy. I've never been there before. I need to figure out, see, for my issue, it's like when I can take the time off work, how can I get somebody to watch my kids for 2 weeks, you know, getting the money is in order, saving it up. I don't know anything about Italy. I need to read about it. I need to post on Facebook to get people to give me some feedback. I need to do the research piece and figure it out, you know, and that is my goal. See, I just shared one. What do you want? I want to go to Italy. I need to figure out how to get there and do it. I feel like it's the three D's. Write this down. It's the discover what you want and be real and true to yourself. Again, don't be surfacely like me. Car and vacay. No, no. Go deep. What do you really, really want? What's the truth? What do you want? The next D is decide. Decide, you know, what you're going to do. Like, I'm going to go to the dealership. I'm going to learn about the car. I'm going to go see a travel agent. I'm going to post on Facebook. Like, decide what is the master plan. Make that decision to learn about it so that you can execute. And the other D is do the math and do the data. You need to do the math, you know? So if somebody says to me, to go on your Italy trip, it's going to cost you 15 grand. Everything said and done with all the parts, watching the dogs, watching the kids, blah, 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 everything. Okay. So I got to figure out the money of what I'm going to save each month or which account I'm going to pull it out of the savings. And I'm going to get and learn all the discoveries, put it out there in my network and see who's been and where they recommend to go. I mean, I know people have been to Italy 3-4 times. They know exactly what to do. Reach out, get connected. I have like this list. You know, getting the data together, understanding, you know, discovering the what, deciding how you're going to do the approach, and then collecting the data, the three D's. And that way, once you know exactly what it is that you want, it's time to execute. It's time to do it. We only live once. I just don't want to, you know, not shoot you straight on this, because I think sometimes we live comfortably. And let me tell you, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Comfort zones are a beautiful thing, but nothing grows there. We can have anything we want if we plan and we live in our means and it makes sense and we've saved and we've been smart and we said no to buying the fancy shoes because ultimately we want to go on a big trip, or we said no to going on this overnight thing to Las Vegas so we can save the money to get the car we want. I mean, it is making those decisions. It is being clear on your intention. And at the end of the day, when you know what you want and you're willing to do the three D's, you're going to get there. And when you do, I guarantee you, you will see a shift in your entire world. I'm talking from experience. I've wanted things in my life, and to have them and manifest these things has been a really big plus in my life. And it's made me very proud of myself, and I continue to do it. I save, I'm regimented, I'm strategic. I have my roadmap. I know the data. I can, you know, afford it. I make those choices because I've saved and I, you know, got myself in a position where it made sense and it was time to execute. What do you want? At the end of the day, it is time for you to go get it. Thank you, DJ. Put something on here really like happening loud. What do you want? Like kind of loud so they can really get in their soul and figure that out. Please connect with me, you guys. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram under Lisa Crown. I also have a Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast private Facebook group page. Please join me there as well. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.